This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It only took 3 weeks, but they finally dropped the charges against the bodega worker, the clerk in Manhattan, who fatally stabbed the guy who had attacked him at his job. Now, when this story broke, common sense would tell you, why did you even go after this guy to begin with? He's protecting himself from a criminal. But this is what leftism brings you, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Jose Alba, 61, had been attacked earlier this month by 35-year-old Austin Simon. I want you to understand, this is a young dude in his prime attacking a 61-year-old dude. Says while he was working in the Hamilton Heights bodega during the attack, Alba grabbed a knife and stabbed Simon, who died of his injuries. Alba was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. Look, as I said, I know there's protocols sometimes that say, well, we have to arrest you, but then we're going to release you because of whatever. But anybody, I don't know if there was camera footage, and maybe that's the reason. I'm going to give the district attorney a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. But does it really take 3 weeks? And from everything I've seen about this story, this was cut and dry. This was a completely self-defense in every way, shape, or form. I watched that movie, The Perfect Murder, with Michael, what's his face? And Gwyneth Paltrow, where the husband's trying to kill the wife. And then she ends up killing the dude trying to kill her. They didn't arrest her. They let that white girl go free. She's been through trauma. I want you to understand, you've protected your store, the property of the owner of the store. You've also protected your own life, and you have to go to jail. And I want you to just understand, while you're sitting in that jail, go with me here, people. You're saying to yourself, I did the right thing, and I might go to prison. I mean, because that's what I would be thinking. I'd be thinking, man, how could I possibly, what else could I have done? Let him walk out with, I think all he said was EBT card, or what do they call it, SNAP card, welfare card, didn't have enough money on it, and he says, you're going to have to leave those chips. And she called in her boyfriend, Austin Simon, and Austin was messing with the wrong 61-year-old dude. So he got himself killed. It says it was either him or the guy at the moment. This is what Alba's daughter, her name is Yalisa, said, insisting that her father was simply defending himself. He's never hurt anybody. He's never had an altercation where he had to defend himself. This is the first time for him. In other words, he's not a mean guy. He's not looking for trouble. Look, he's 61 years old working in a bodega. This is a guy that just, you know, life is passing by, and he's like, look, I got to make a living. I'm going to go do what I need to do. He takes a job that we all know is not an easy job. These people get robbed. They get beaten. They get killed. In some cases, raped. That's what that job entails. You got to be vigilant at all times. I'd be packing. I can tell you this right now. They wouldn't have said I stabbed him. They'd have said Kevin shot him multiple times. Not because I wouldn't want to have the fun of just taking his knife away from him and you know, poking holes in him. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to take a high-risk job and not have a way to protect myself from these thugs. These leftist Democrat thugs. They're being bred like in a laboratory, like rats. It's either him or me. But it took 3 weeks to get this guy exonerated, and in that time, his family is anguishing. I don't know what he spent in legal fees. You know, I don't know what his situation is, but here's what I can tell you. He missed 3 weeks of work for doing his job. And instead of being hailed a hero, but because he stopped people from coming in and robbing the store. I mean, this is what we used to make into a hero. This is the kind of guy that he selflessly protected property. I could give you many instances. If you were a valet and somebody tried to steal the guy's car, tried to kill you, you kill him, keep the car from being stolen, and then you got to go to jail for 3 weeks. Give me another scenario. Come on, throw me, what's your career? You're a doctor. You're about to go to an operating room, but the patient jumps up and tries to kill you. But then you kill the patient, and you got to go to jail. I don't know if that's a good analogy, but you get my point. Could have just killed you on the way, on the table. You're a bouncer. You tell a guy he can't get in. He says, oh, the heck with you, I'll get in. And he pulls out a knife, and then you turn the knife on him and stab him and kill him. Because that's your job. And you got to miss 3 weeks of work and wonder, are you going to go to prison over something this guy did? Man, this is insanity. Put this up there with cross-dressing men to women and pronouns and all the other crap nonsense that the left puts on us. Just add it to the bucket of nonsense that we face every single day, every time we get up. But here's the good news. The good news is we don't have to believe these lies. See, when something like this happens, I say to Jose Alba, congratulations. Good job, my friend. Way to represent conservatism and truth. It wasn't like this guy went after him. It's like with the guy that killed George Floyd. Well, George Floyd killed George Floyd, but Derren Chauvin, the officer. He's been dragged out publicly, I mean, just humiliated and made to, I'm really sorry for what I did. He's now in prison over being the one guy to get the call to go arrest a 6'8" behemoth who's stoned on fentanyl and doesn't want to go to jail. He was the guy that drew the short straw. Or that's a whole different situation. For the record, I'm not defending him for having a knee on the guy and a guy saying, let me up, because I have the same anxieties. I don't like to be pinned down. Makes you want to fight. Tough to breathe. Even though I'm not on fentanyl. But, you know, I get it. Because I do have that. I have anxiety. I don't like to be pinned down. But, and the cop did the wrong thing. So manslaughter, whatever. I don't care. There's all kinds of things that you can do to people. But you can't keep punishing people for doing the right thing or thinking they're doing the right thing. You got to do it judiciously. Listen, we got a lot more to talk about. A good guy with a gun coming up. And have you heard of these campus sanctuaries for criminals? Be careful where you send your kid to college. It's a whole new world out there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
People are good, but guns are bad, right? That's what we're told by the left. And the reason why they tell you this is because leftists are bad and guns are good. You know how it works. You've been listening to me long enough. You've been coming to the university of the Kevin Jackson Network for quite some time. You know the scoop. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you want to refute anything that we say or if you want to challenge it, feel free to contact us. We'll give you the source of what where the things come from, and I'll tell you what's conjecture. I'll tell you, this is my opinion about what we were told. And here's what I can tell you definitively. Guns are exponentially better for this country than not. Guns exponentially do more to stop violent crime than they do with all the violent crime committed by mostly leftist Democrats. Yeah. The truth is, folks, guns are great. You don't have one, get one. Learn how to use it. You'll feel powerful. You will feel a lot less, you know, scared of facing the world, particularly if you carry your weapon with you. You won't be as intimidated. You'll have a different view on life. And let me tell you why leftists don't want you to have a weapon. Because they know what that feeling will give you. See, I have that feeling for a lot of reasons. One, I think it was born in me. Certainly, I learned about it when I lost my mom and I became somewhat belligerent. The next thing was when I started studying martial arts. And then finally, when I fired a firearm, when I got gun training. All those things made me feel more powerful, less dependent upon the police, others around me. And I'm the most confident guy on the planet, I promise you. I'm one of the most confident. I remember I went to a big fight in San Antonio. Julio Cesar Chavez was fighting Pernell Whitaker, bet with a bunch of Mexican guys who were like, you know, Whitaker's going to get killed. Chavez will kill him. I said, I think Whitaker's going to win. I had like 180 bucks or 80 bucks, whatever it was. And I said, I'll bet all the money I have in my pocket that Pernell Whitaker wins. And I'm telling you, he whooped Julio Cesar Chavez. It was a draw. But while this fight was going on, these guys were talking about how what they were going to do to me, blah, blah, blah. And I said, let me just put it to you this way, Mexicanos. I'm not afraid of any of you. And there's a bunch of you here talking a lot of smack. But let me tell you what's going to happen. There's going to be two or three of you who will never be the same. You're going to be drinking soup out of a sippy cup, and somebody's going to have to feed it to you, because I'm going to do nerve damage, and I'm going to do so much damage to enough of you that regardless of what happens to me, it won't even matter. So enjoy the fight, but keep your mouth shut, because they were threatening. Oh, you better hope this, that, and the other. I said, first of all, this was a friendly wager, but if you think I'm going to be afraid of any of you, you're out of your minds. And let me tell you what happened. When they declared that fight a draw, these guys were so happy that they didn't have to give me that money, because they were going to have to back up what they were talking about. And the whole time when I got my money back, I talked smack. I said, yeah, you guys know for a fact Julio Cesar Chavez got his butt kicked, and you're so happy that it didn't happen for two reasons, that he didn't lose the fight. It was declared a draw. Because number one, you wouldn't lose your money, and number two, you were going to have to back up what you said. And you knew I was going to do my part. I'm walking out with these guys. Two British friends. And one other person, I don't even remember who, but there were four of us that were there with me, I mean, including me. And by the way, my British friends weren't going to step in. they were scared to death the whole time this was going on. So I know confidence. I know what it's like to be given a death threat. We're going to put two in your head and two in your heart and your chest and one in your head by the new Black Panthers. I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to be threatened. You show up here, I'm going to do this to you. And then I show up. That's a confidence that I wish you could buy it. I wish you could go buy it from somewhere. Don't get it from Walmart. Go to Neiman's, okay? Because you want the good kind. The kind that's legit. Anyway, let's talk about guns for a second. Guns prevent. This is from a website. You can look it up for yourself. But it says guns prevent an estimated 2.5 million crimes a year, 6,849 every day. Most often the gun, get this folks, is never fired and no blood, including the criminals, is shed. All you have to do is show that you have it. You ready for the next data point? Every year, 400,000 life-threatening violent crimes are prevented using firearms. Life-threatening. In other words, firearms save 400,000 lives a year. 60% of convicted felons admitted they avoid committing crimes when they knew the victim was armed. 40% of convicted felons admitted they avoided committing crimes when they thought the victim might be armed. See, those are big enough data points. That takes you big out of the picture. If you have a sign in your yard that says, house protected by Smith & Wesson, you have a 60% chance that they won't commit the crime, 40% that they would avoid it, wouldn't even look your way. Felons report that they avoid entering houses where people are home because they fear being shot. Fewer than 1% of firearms are used in the commission of a crime. Could go on. So here's why the left doesn't want you to know these stats, and they don't want you to hear about this good guy that had a gun. Yeah, the mall shooting that happened over the weekend where 3 people were killed, 2 were injured. Could have been much worse. But they don't want to tell you about the guy who thwarted the crime. He did it in 15 seconds. They said, oh, no, it took longer at first. No, it didn't. The good guy with the gun was 15 seconds is all it took for him to act. Eli Dickin took down the mall shooter. Not 2 minutes. While everybody else was thinking, while the shooter was looking at his next victim firing, this guy starts shooting at him. Now, here's what I want you to imagine. Imagine what you think when you're in control. You're the one, you've gone there with your weapon, and you know you're the only one there. But then suddenly, you hear shots. They're not yours. Maybe a bullet whizzes by, or maybe it hits you right where you need to be hit. That's what happened. This story is a testament to having armed citizens. Do you think the Democrats and the leftists and the gun control nuts are going to tell this story? No. You think they're going to give you any of the data points I mentioned earlier? Absolutely not. Because they want you to believe that they are good and guns are bad. Leftists are bad and guns are good.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facing massive public pressure, Uvalde's top school official has recommended the firing of Chief Pete Arredondo, the school district police chief who was blamed for the botched law enforcement response to the elementary school shooting. President Biden has tested positive for COVID, but the White House is reporting the president has mild symptoms. Philadelphia's High Court has ruled in favor of a former Philadelphia police officer, Ryan Pownall. charged in the 2017 killing of a fleeing motorist. A state Supreme Court justice also admonished Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner for his handling of the grand jury indictment. They say he was rewriting the law. In a 4-2 decision, the court ruled that the former police officer can use the justifiable shooting defense of a fleeing suspect in his third-degree murder trial. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. L.A. County made amends for a century-old racial injustice on Wednesday, the deed to a Los Angeles suburb, Manhattan Beach, beachfront property, taken from a black American couple that ran a resort there back in 1924. It was ceremoniously returned to their heirs. In 1924, Manhattan Beach officials claimed eminent domain to build a park and forced out Charles and Willa Bruce. Is air travel bothering you? It is bothering a lot more people in America these days.
Air travel complaints are triple what they were before the COVID pandemic. The Department of Transportation recorded over 2,400 complaints in May compared to just over 800 in May of 2019. Those complaints include cases of mishandled wheelchairs and bags, as well as flight cancellations and delays. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The January 6th hearings are ending, and they are a complete bust. They are a bust. They got Hollywood director to direct these January 6th hearings. They fabricated evidence. They did everything they could to make these things into something big. Woo! January 6th, the big insurrection, the big riots, or whatever else. And it was not, it was a big crap show. Big pie in the face of the leftists, the Democrats. Adam Schiff looks like a buffoon, a clown. Nadler looks like a buffoon and a clown. The Democrats are grasping at straws in so many ways. I played a clip the other day where this lady says, well, you know that they're going after same-sex marriage, they're going after this, but they're not going to go after interracial marriage because, well, for obvious reasons. And the obvious reasons were Clarence Thomas is married to Jenny, who's a white woman. And McConnell's married to an Asian woman. So they couldn't throw the race in there. I find it very interesting because she wanted to. This Congresswoman, Bonnie something, she wanted to throw race in there. Bonnie Watson Coleman, I think's her name. She wanted to. The Democrats want people to believe that Republicans are racist, they're homophobic, they're xenophobic, and all these things. And every time it's proven otherwise, they got to change the narrative. They got to figure out, oh, shoot, what do we do? How do we get around it? There is no getting around it. They try to make stuff up. Donald Trump, well, he colluded with the Russians. And then Adam Schiff tells us, oh, we've got plenty of evidence that this is going on. Evidence, evidence, evidence. Oh, check it out. We're going to definitively prove nothing. You want to know why? Because the Democrats are doing nothing but covering up their own dirt. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You can find us online, the Kevin Jackson Network. And I hope you do. You know, it's funny. I told you guys that this company reached out to me. Kevin, you're fake news or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, really? So I'm fake news, but I'm the one that told people, don't take this vaccination because it'll kill you. The VAERS data is a lie. I told you the number of people who already had the disease and survived it is much higher. We have herd immunity, and everything that I told you that I just based it on conjecture, based it on common sense, turned out to be true. Every bit of it. I still dare. There were a couple of ladies who wrote to me, Kevin, you need to be responsible in your reporting, blah, 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 blah. And so I challenged them. Where are your notes? Thanking me, saying, Kevin, you know what? We were wrong. You were right. I told you Russian collusion was wrong. I told you the Ukrainian thing was wrong. I told you that the FBI is crooked. They stole this election, and I could go on. And let me tell you something. I'm 100% right, not 99.9. 100%. These people have cheated. They, oh, by the way, Charlottesville, Virginia,
Donald Trump is a racist. Look at what he said. There's no, the racism in America is so minute, we should never be discussing it. Yet, we talk about it all the time. The left, who claim they're uniters, are constantly dividing us on what? The very topic I just said, race. And when they're not dividing on race, they're dividing on some cultural thing. Color, religion, abortion. They look for ways to divide you, and then when they know they're wrong, they lie through their teeth. That's why Biden was such an attractive candidate for him. He's a perfect representation of leftism at its finest. He's a do-nothing guy who's accomplished nothing in his life, and they put him to the top. That's how you get promoted. If you're, the less you are of a stand-up individual, the less you are of a principled person, the more you'll get promoted in the Democratic Party. And as I've mentioned many times before, they are the only animal on the planet who promote their weakest, who put the weakest in leadership. The only animal. No other animal kingdom will do that. For very simple reason. You know why? They want the best to be in the future. They want the future generations to be better than the ones that are there. The only way you do that is by culling the herd of the weakest, the stupidest, the most feeble, etc. That's why predators seek out the young, they seek out the elderly, they will not challenge the bulls. Oh, those would be the men. But the left don't have men. They don't even have women. The left have eunuchs, and they have people that don't know what they are. What do they call them? Menstruators. They don't have either thing. You want to know why they hate us? Because when you, our herd culls itself. We don't get rid of the ones that are feeble or young or whatever. We repurpose them, but they are not going to lead us. Our kids will not be our leaders. Right now, we've got a 34-year-old guy who wants to be a senator in Arizona. He's got no experience. He's never run a business. He's been propped up by a multi-billionaire. And you know why I believe in my heart of hearts Arizona will reject him? Because conservatism rejects youth. They say, no, you need more experience. And if he's smart, he'd bow out. Not saying that he is. And see, that's what tells me he's not a conservative. Because he'd say, you know what? I have time. Let me go get experience. Going back to the left, they don't want you to get experience. They want you to get a job where you can make a livable wage and you don't have to know anything. They don't want you to be fired from that job. You don't learn experience. Then, after 2 years of doing nothing, they want you to become the leader of that job. They want you to head the union that will actually bring down the capitalists who started the company. That's what they do. That's who they are. The weakest among them lead. That's who gets promoted. That's the Peter Principle in full effect. Don't believe me. Consider it for yourselves. Ask yourself. Would you want Joe Biden leading you? Would you want Pelosi, Schumer? Name Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. Name one that you go, this person is so qualified, has demonstrated leadership across the board. Barack Obama never had a payroll. He was a piker when he worked as an attorney. People at his attorney's office used to complain and say he's the laziest guy they ever had. He sucked as a community organizer. He was so bad at it, he had to cheat to become a congressman. He acted like he was getting signatures. He wasn't doing anything. He was a figurehead. No better than Biden. Hillary Clinton, what'd she do? Rode on the coattails of Bill Clinton. That's what she did. That's her life's mission. That's her legacy, if you will. Riding on the coattails. These people act as if they are so amazing. They want to floor you with their paperwork, their paper trail, their pedigree. I went to Harvard. At first I was a student at blah, blah, blah. And they give you their high school. Then they give you their college. And then everything's fake. Everything's plastic. It's veneer. They have no real wood. They don't have any metal. It's all compressed plywood and anything. As soon as it gets rained on, it's going to bubble up and it's going to be over. It's going to be destroyed. That's what they sell.
and they sell it like it's the next best thing to sliced bread. You, let me just tell you, if you're looking up to any of them, you should be questioning yourself. You have the wrong role models. And I don't care who they are. Oh, Kevin, I really like Tom Hanks. Like what? That he can pretend better than most people? Oh, he's an amazing actor. Great, he's an amazing actor, but that doesn't make him smart. And I could go down the list. And you know what happens with these people? They start out all dogmatic and, oh, I'm George Clooney, look at me, I'm a star, what I say goes. And then it starts to hit them, the reality, the taxes, how unsafe they are. They won't admit it. They run off into the, you know, into Saint-Tropez or Greece, get on their yachts, and don't have to live any of the nonsense that they espouse. But we do. We have to live it. We're the ones in the front lines of the nonsense that these leftists put out there.
I'm going to assume or guess that in Thursday night's hearing, we won't be hearing very much about this. This suggests that your committee will have to have more public hearings in the fall concerning the Secret Service texts and possibly more material.
That was an MSNBC host asking that question of Adam the Schiffless Schiff, whatever his name is. And Schiff, of course, is implying, well, you know, there's more to this, and because he's been doing that his whole career. These are the types of guys who need to be out of Congress. Adam Schiff is a poison. He's a poison to America. He should be gone. And if I'm just saying, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I was in California, and I know they're trying to get rid of some people. But Schiff should be out of here. Our singular focus should be showing that this guy is a liar. And following his life, we should be so intrusive to his life that this guy that can't even see straight. Like they do with the Supreme Court. I'd have private investigators after this guy, whatever. He's a liar. And he's lying again to the American people more than we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to assume or guess that in Thursday night's hearing, we won't be hearing very much about this. This suggests that your committee will have to have more public hearings in the fall concerning the Secret Service texts and possibly more material.
You know, I think it's all of our sense that this will be, the end of the first set of hearings. But we do not believe this will be the end of hearings. New people continue to come forward. New issues like this involving the Secret Service also continue to make themselves apparent and merit further investigation. How many of those issues will warrant their own hearings? It's too early for us to say. But none of us feel that this is over by any means. And at the same time, we want to, in the fall, present our recommendations about protecting the country going forward. I think that is worthy of hearings as well. So there is more to come, but I think what you'll see on Thursday will be significant in and of itself.
That was the MSNBC hack questioning Schiff,
And Schiff, of course, is pushing back on, well, the Secret Service didn't give us the data. He's acting as if the Secret Service are in cahoots with Trump. Well, he's wrong. Here's what the response was. And I'll be honest with you. When the Secret Service said they wouldn't give the data, I wasn't like, oh, the Secret Service is protecting Trump. I was thinking the Secret Service is protecting themselves. They're protecting the HHS or DOJ or whatever part they're affiliated with. I don't believe there's anybody in the administration that like Donald Trump, including Secret Service. They have to report up through the hierarchy. I don't expect these guys to be loyal to Trump. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I was going to talk about the surveillance of Hunter Biden today. We're going to talk about it another day because people are like, why hasn't he been under surveillance? But we got sidetracked because this whole thing with Adam Schiff trying to make more out of this January 6th hearing, which is laughable, just hit my radar, so I figured we'd finish it out. He said the Secret Service has concluded it does not have any text messages to turn over to the House. Now, to the House Committee on this January 6th thing. Well, here's what I would say. If I were siding with Secret Service, I believe it. There's nothing here. You have a Secret Service, a woman who said Trump tried to grab the wheel, which we've all looked at and said, that's just ridiculous. Where's that story gone, by the way? Why are we no longer talking about it? Because everybody realized she's nuttier than squirrel turds. It didn't happen. It's an impossibility. I haven't seen the beast personally. I mean, I've seen it go by, but I haven't looked inside of it or whatever. There's no way Trump could have done that. It's as big of a story, big as a made-up story, as Hillary Clinton didn't have any intent by hiding her server in the basement, her email server in her basement of her home, and setting up a separate email. It's no more believable than Hunter Biden didn't know that was his laptop that was left at that repair shop, or the crap that's coming out on his laptop now. It's no more believable than Joe Biden got 81 million votes in the previous election, or that Barack Obama didn't target his DOJ against Donald Trump, or that the Barack Obama administration was scandal-free, or Elizabeth Warren is an American Indian. And I could go on. You get it? They're just lies. And the Secret Service has nothing to hide. I mean, I wouldn't think they would. He said the agency was subpoenaed by the panel for relevant text messages from agents from July 5th through the 6th. What would they have to report? Think about it. Now, I'm telling you, when I first got the story, I was like, why are you holding out on the data? Oh, we changed over our phones or whatever. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Find the data. Here's my point. Find the data. I don't care what it... And do you care if Donald Trump did try to grab the wheel of the beast and try to get out of the limo and say, I'm going over to march with my fellow patriots or whatever, then show it to me. I'd like to see it. I don't think there's a conservative in America who says, if you have data that you can bring to the fore that isn't manipulated, bring it. Anyway, they said they no longer had the text messages when they were first asked. But then they said, on Tuesday, they said the National Archives and Record Administration requested Secret Service investigate whether text messages from the period in question were improperly deleted. They gave them 30 days to report back. And then what happened was these guys said, you know what? We went in, we looked just to keep everything above board, and there's nothing there. How could there be? You think Melania was like, honey, we must pull over and help the people with the riot and the insurrection. She did none of that. And neither did Trump, and neither did anybody around him. This is a completely fabricated witch hunt, just like the other ones before. And here's the thing. If they were to give the bill for this to these congressmen who want to get this done, they'd stop with this harassment. But they're not going to, because they don't foot the bill. So that's why they're not going to do anything. The agency said it did not maliciously purge text message material, but lost the material due to a device replacement program, according to one of their spokespeople. The replacement program began a month before the Department of Homeland Security offices of Inspector General sought the records. And there would be nothing to report, so you would think they'd just blow it off and say, you know, look, we get, but no. Adam Schiff has to make this appear to be bigger than what it is because we're waiting. They call it a cliffhanger, right?
Oh, you no, so you think nothing happened in the first series of these. You wait until the fall when we reconvene and we will show it. We will prove it. We will show beyond a shadow of a doubt, which Adam Schiff has said this multiple times for multiple reasons. And you know what's miraculous about it? He never shows the overwhelming evidence that he claims to have. And what's even more miraculous is the media never says, you know what? You claimed to have this evidence before. You claimed you were going to produce it and you never produced it. What gives? They say nothing.
So there's not, there's nothing here. I have 100% certain of that. But you know what I do know? I do know that in what seems obvious to the world, Hunter Biden is a criminal. He's been seen on camera using crack, cavorting with prostitutes, and involving himself with shady characters. And New York Post columnist Paul Sperry tweeted this. U.S. counterintelligence officials tell me Hunter Biden has come under federal surveillance amid growing concerns of his partnership with CCP-type figures, notably Chi Fang, a.k.a. Super Chairman, and it could compromise Biden or help Beijing gather U.S. intelligence through Hunter. The obvious question for this is, what took the DOJ so long to start surveilling Hunter Biden? The man is a ticking time bomb with ties to Russia, China, Ukraine, just for starters. Hunter Biden has not one, folks, but two laptops floating around with incriminating information on him, and almost daily we learn of some new highly incriminating piece of evidence against him and or his family. Daily. And now that they've hacked his iPhone, we're getting even more. Hunter Biden himself revealed undeniable ties to Russia in one very publicized case, people paying attention to me. Hunter said he received $3.5 million from the wife of a Russian oligarch. Now, who knows what Hunter did to get that kind of coin from the wife of some bad dudes? But as we know by now, Hunter will stoop as low as he needs to stoop to get his crack or to get the big guy his money. Finally, we know of Hunter Biden's dealings with Ukraine, where he was paid millions of dollars for knowing absolutely nothing except how to connect people with the big guy and get everybody paid. And that was before the discovery of the laptops. We've known this stuff. We know now that Joe Biden knew of Hunter Biden's business dealings. He knew of them. And despite the subterfuge by the media and the Biden minions, we know that Joe Biden is the big guy. Referenced by Hunter Biden. Again, folks, revelations that amount to a chip on the iceberg. So let's cut to the chase. The DOJ would have been remiss to not have Hunter Biden under surveillance at all times. We have the crackhead son of a fake president with ties to America's enemies running around the world unchecked. At the very least, could they warn the prostitutes and drug dealers? I'll leave it here, folks. I would hate to be a Democrat waking up to the reality of being a leftist, a Democrat, and having a leader like Joe Biden.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.